Hello and welcome to Research Unwrapped, the podcast that highlights topics and research coming out of the Centre for Population Health. I'm your host, Hope Jones, a researcher at the Centre, where I lead on the Born in Wales research project. Today, I'm joined by Rob Garlick, who is a dad to 10-month-old Dale, and while his partner was pregnant, he took part in our survey for expectant parents. Welcome, Rob, and thank you for joining us today.
Well, it's nice to be here. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So I'd like to start by asking, why do you think it's important for dads to take part in research about their child and their family's health?
From my perspective, my limited experience, I do sort of feel that dads perhaps go a little bit underrepresented when it comes to the whole process of pregnancy, parenthood, and I do worry that then potentially bleeds into research a little bit. There's a lot of things like extra support I think dads could have, and yeah, I just worry there's probably areas that aren't going looked into. So I think it's really important to get the dad's perspective, and I was actually really pleased to be able to fill out the survey because it's like, hey, someone's asking me questions, which for any new dads, you don't feel like that happens very often. I've spoken to other dads about it as well, and they say, yeah, it's like you're there as an extra person, but it's all very mother focused, which is great, you know, the sort of pregnancy care and that side of things too. But I think dads do need to get a little bit more involved in the process, or be more involved in the process. So I do wonder if, you know, more research around dads will help kind of guide improvements in healthcare.
Yeah, definitely. So what type of questions would you like to be asked?
I think, again, from speaking to other dads that I know who've got kids kind of around the same age and, you know, a little older perhaps, who I know, I think the really important questions is around mental health. I know that mental health is a really important area for mothers, obviously with like postnatal depression and postnatal depression essentially, isn't it really? I know there's other mental health issues, but that's the big one. And it's good, again, I think there should be a lot of focus on that, but I do worry that mental health for dads doesn't necessarily get as much representation because it's a hard time, especially if your partner is, you know, also suffering from adverse mental health. You do shoulder a lot of the burden, and you kind of think, well, you know, how much recognition does it get, really? I don't know how much experience I'm really speaking from here. It's just kind of like bits of how I felt during parts of the pregnancy and raising the baby. But also just from speaking to other people, it does seem like that's something that could probably get a bit more focus.
Yeah. So what would support families today, do you think, from a dad's perspective?
I think, yeah, again, I sound like a broken record, I guess, but it's again about sort of spreading out the support services to dads a little bit more. I guess there's perhaps a perception that, oh, you know, maybe only mums are really interested in engaging with like mum and baby groups. There's plenty of those, because we looked into lots of different mum and baby groups, and there was one that was being offered by the midwives, which is a really good group actually, and it was really beneficial to my wife. But she asked at the time, like, is there a dad's version of this kind of thing? They said, well, dads can come, but there's always this kind of impression of they don't. It's weird. It's weird if dads come. Mm. But dads have, I suppose, kind of maybe separate issues to talk about, and maybe would feel more comfortable talking about them with other dads. When it comes down to it, I was talking to the health visitors and midwives about this. You know, is there an equivalent of that? And they said, kind of. We're setting it up, but it's not there yet. And it sounded like something that hadn't really kind of come about for a while. And the dads I've met, they're all really involved, all really hands-on. I think there's a lot of people would actually kind of, you know, really jump at the chance to actually learn more about being a dad. You know, sounds silly, but you think, oh, you'll just kind of learn it all on the job. You do, but it's challenges, you know, and it's good, I suppose, to, you know, just know that there's a bit of support out there and there's an opportunity to talk to other dads. I've been lucky. I happen to know a lot of dads, but obviously someone else who might not could probably really benefit from that kind of service. So I just think, yeah, just remembering that the dads are there. I know they're not like, you know, the main characters, definitely not under that impression, but they do also, I think, have some concerns and support needs and questions, and just having ways of addressing that would be really good, I think. So just a bit more focus on dads would be really good, I think.
Yeah. So thank you, Rob, for taking time out of your busy day to chat to us. It's been great talking to you and getting a dad's point of view on the topics and things that are important to you. Input like this is so important, as we want to make Born in Wales relevant and meaningful to dads. I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Rob. Born in Wales has multiple surveys running, one for expectant dads and one for parents of children aged 18 months to 2.5 years old. To take part, visit our website at www.ncphwr.org.uk. Please share the podcast with others and post it on social media. And join us on our next podcast, where we will continue to unwrap the latest research and topics. Check out our links to follow us on social media.